warm up another vehicle. Have to wait for all the warning buzzers to quit dinging before I can call out on the radio.
Not too much more of this cold to deal with this year. It's definitely starting to break a little bit.
I think it's going to be a little cooler again this week, but back to a little more normal temperatures for this time of year.
Nice new bikes, and they should be in the bike shop this week. So, we're excited about that. Hopefully it's just in time to hit some of the warmer weather. You know, it took about 8 weeks to get hers. They had a special order in, because she's very short, so they had to get an extra small, and then the bike shops don't stock extra small, so they had to order it, and then they had to wait for the 24 models to show up from Asia. So, exciting times. We're hopefully going to be out pretty soon, riding around in warmer weather.
I'm sure everybody's ready to get back out and get a little more sunshine and warmer weather after the wet, rainy, cold winter.
Never missed this winter. We haven't really gone out and done much of anything.
I just say I'm right there with you. Haven't done much this winter either.
I see that it's rather aggressive right now.
I'm sorry about that, but it seems like it's becoming more and more common for aggressive drivers and that anymore. It just, like, everybody's on edge.
Behind the truck, there's nowhere I can go, and he's flashing his high beams at me, and he's got a low open lane on both sides. It's like, what the hell? Just go around.
I see you watch some of those videos on YouTube about road rage and things people do, and it is just unbelievable anymore of what people will do.
Of any kind, road rage or any other kind. I mean, people get so upset over nothing, and I just don't understand it.
I can't say that I do either, but I can't say that I haven't done it in my lifetime, too. And it just, you never know what's going on in somebody else's life that they just, that's going to set them off. I mean, it just, it happens. People are under so much stress anymore that. And most of it's self-inflicted. I'm not blaming anybody else. Most of our stress is self-inflicted. But it does cause some people to act stupid at times.
Yeah, that is cultural, too. I mean, our culture is so driven. Like, you know, nobody ever gets a break from anything because it's this constant pursuit of more stuff, or your job is working you harder and harder and harder. And, you know, combination of all that, you know, what we have is this consumption-based society where people just want more and more stuff, so they get into a bunch of debt, and then they have to work more and more and more to pay the debt, and it's just a vicious cycle, and, you know, it comes to a point where everything just starts to break down, and that's where I think we are.
I'm with you there. As I'm aging, I'm looking more and more at that, and it seems like our society, if you're not in debt, you're an oddball because you don't live by that same chase that dollar, or chase that new product, or chase this. I've lost that in my life. I want more peace and quiet and more quality life instead of what can I get and what can I obtain. I guess it's just getting old.
Courtney and I are always talking about how we just want to, you know, get to where we can get everything paid off and live a very simple life and get jobs that don't pay as much but also don't work us as hard because, you know, she and I both have jobs that are pretty tough and we'd both rather make less money and have more free time and, you know, not have to worry about things. But, you know, she's still got student loans, we've still got house payments, still got all this other stuff, you know, I've got the car payments and all that. And, you know, we just want to get all this crap paid off so we can quit.
But at the same time, something new comes out or something you want, and you want something more and more and more. And I'm at that point in my life where I'm actually starting to look and say, do I really want that? Do I need that, that big a purchase? Or can I put that money toward paying something else off?
And that's exactly where we are. they're just like, no more stuff, you know, no more Amazon, no more all this junk unless it's, you know, necessary for the house. And it's great, you know, I mean, we get stuff delivered, you know, all the household stuff, and we don't really spend money on anything else, except maybe, you know, we'll do, you know, do something nice for the kids, take them to a show or something. But as far as buying things, like, we're over it. We just don't want any more crap that we have to find a place to keep it and maintain it and keep it clean and all this other stuff. You know, just, you know, we're done with it.
Then you need a bigger house, a bigger garage, a bigger shed. When does it end? I know it drives Matco crazy that I'm not in debt, because that's what they want. They think you work. They are under the philosophy that you'll work harder if you're in debt. And I'm sorry, but I'm just past that point in my life.
That's right. Courtney and I have this conversation all the time. Like, the guy who's over operations for IDEX, you know, he loves hearing about how people went out and bought a new car or bought out, you know, did this, you know, fancy vacation or something, because he knows that they are now, you know, basically slaves to the company because they've got all that debt to pay off. He loves hearing it, and it's just sinister if you ask me.
The same here. Matco can't stand the fact that I'm not going to the tool show. Haven't been in the last 6 years. I can't figure a financial way to make it cost effective for me to do it, or where it's worth my while. It costs me money to go and puts me in debt, so I don't do it. I just don't do it, and it drives them insane, so much so that they're wanting to, it has come up and I'm in my renewal, that I'm not buying enough. That's the only thing they can use against me to kick me out.
Stuff they can kick you out?
Hit a certain percentage of the national average, which when you're competing with guys that are running, you know, $100,000 in debt on tools and this, that, and the other, you know, and you're running no debt, then you're not going to be able to do that.
That's what they want, though. They want people to buy all this stuff, and, you know, they want the truck owners to take all the risk and carry all the debt so they don't have to.
Eric, I'll be right back. I'm going to shut this gate, and I'll be right back.
I'm through right now, so I'll be right back as well, W2JKT.